coming up, we're talking about another live action remake that has been cancelled. Plus, we're going to be giving an update on the Kardashians and also Inside Out 2. But before we go any further, make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news. Hi, it's Roger here from What's On at DisneyPlus.com. A quick Disney Plus news roundup. Let's start off talking about Pixar's Inside Out 2, because Disney has just released the brand new trailer for the film. So this one definitely looks very, very interesting with the introduction of some brand new emotions. We've previously seen anxiety, now we've seen here other characters coming in here. It just looks a lot of fun with the idea of them kind of essentially being kicked out again and trying to get back up into it. And I love the idea, the kind of the idea that they've been put into a jar and they've bottled up their emotions. And there's a whole lot of fun stuff in this trailer, and kind of desperately kind of shows off how bad teenage years can be and all those emotions, and like really kind of playing on that there. Really liking the look of these new emotions. I love the one just like desperation, just like got a hoodie on and doesn't really want to do it, and just envy. And yeah, I think this is great, and it can be interesting to see how all this comes together. I'm sure it's going to be a huge hit when it comes out this summer. So it's going to be out in cinemas on June 14th, so then it'll be out for a few months in cinemas before it then comes to Disney Plus. I'd imagine maybe October time, because we're seeing them stretch out the release dates of these films now, and they want to try and make as much money as possible. And like we've seen with Wish, trying to sort of stretch it out. So don't expect it to be on Disney Plus anytime in the summer. So we'll be looking more for the fall. But this is a movie I'm going to go see at the cinema, because it just looks fun. The trailer looks fantastic. But let us know, are you looking forward to watching Inside Out 2? Love to hear your thoughts on this in the comments below. Shifting gears now, let's now talk about an entirely different kind of show, and that is going to be The Kardashians, which is returning for its fifth season on Thursday, May the 23rd. There'll be new episodes dropping each and every week. This show is one of the most popular shows on Disney's streaming services. So this one is going to be out on Hulu and Hulu on Disney Plus in the United States, Disney Plus around the world, and on Star Plus in Latin America. Though that platform might be completely shut down before the entire series comes out, so I don't know, quite, it will all then be on Disney Plus in Latin America. I'm looking forward to watching this one. It is kind of one of my guilty pleasures. I watch it with my wife, and we enjoy the show. It's completely bonkers. I mean, it's not set in the world of reality, but there's just something about it that I enjoy. I know a lot of people just hate it and can't stand it, but there is a reason why this is the most watched show on the platform. It is very, very popular. I know there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be looking forward to it. So this is going to, again, nice setup for the summer. That gives us pretty much like May, June, July for this series. But are you looking forward to it? Let us know in the comments below. Last year, it was revealed that Disney made a deal with Netflix to share the streaming rights in the United States to one of the biggest shows ABC creates, which is Grey's Anatomy. As part of the deal, Netflix will get non-exclusive streaming access in the United States for a number of several popular older shows, including Lost, How I Met Your Mother, Home Improvement, all just for a limited time. This is because Grey's Anatomy is so big, and you've got the 20th season coming up later this month. They want to have full access to one of their biggest shows because it's locked in a contract that's just been around for so long. So now every episode of Grey's Anatomy is now available on Hulu and also on Hulu on Disney Plus. A huge win. Obviously, we've got the brand new series starting on March 14th with new episodes dropping every week. And those are going to be available on Hulu and on Hulu on Disney Plus. So the only place you can watch every episode will be on those platforms. And obviously in the future, Netflix will also be getting those episodes as well, as part of this deal. And obviously internationally, Grey's Anatomy is going to be available on Disney Plus. We're getting brand new episodes dropping from about 2 weeks later on the 28th. But yeah, so the big, big get for Disney to be able to get hold of Grey's Anatomy. It makes sense for them to be able to utilize one of their biggest shows. But let us know, you're going to be checking out Grey's Anatomy. Love to hear your thoughts on this in the comments below. Shifting gears again, let's now talk about Sword in the Stone. So this was an original film, one of the last ones that Disney released from the 1950s. Animated classic, you can find it on Disney Plus now. And kind of retells the story of King Arthur, and Merlin kind of sort of escorts him through a number of different tasks and stuff, and eventually he pulls out the sword, and you know, they know then that he is the king. If you've ever been to like Disneyland and you try and pull it out and it rattles a little bit, it's great fun. So Disney were apparently working on a live action version of this one. So it's been in development since about 2015. 2018 was the last update that we had, and apparently it was going to be coming straight to Disney Plus. Since then, there's really been nothing about this film. And it's hardly surprising. I mean, Disney has been had a huge run of successes with its live-action remakes. You know, we've seen like The Jungle Book, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast. And we've seen a number of them go to Disney Plus directly, including Lady and the Tramp. We saw Pinocchio. And whether or not Lilo and Stitch does, I think that one's probably going to end up getting a theatrical release. But yeah, so it looks like this one is done, because during a recent interview with Collider, Juan Carlos Fonseca, who's promoting his new Netflix film Damsel, confirmed that the project is no longer moving forward. I was attached a long time ago and I prepped a lot for Disney for that movie. I don't exactly know what happened, but the studio decided to hold the project, so right now it is in a holding situation and I don't know what's going to happen. To be honest, I think it's a great story. I would be so keen to make it if they decided to greenlight the project, but as you can imagine, the industry is always dealing with many projects and you don't exactly know which ones are the ones that are going to make it. So yeah, The Sword and the Stone, I really hope that it happens, but because I think there is a big fan base waiting for it. I think as well, with this film just sort of languishing in development for so long, you do get to a certain point where they need to kind of cut their losses and move on. Though sometimes with Disney, they'll sort of park ideas and then they'll come back to them years later. We didn't actually realise Frozen was actually being worked on as far back as the 1930s with Walt Disney working on. They kept sort of parking it and coming back to it and parking it and coming back to it. So they could do, but I generally feel this is a good idea. We heard recently that Bob Iger's talked about killing a few projects, whether or not this was one of them, but I expected that a few of these kind of things would start happening once Bob Iger spoke about it. But we're really seeing now Disney kind of pulling away from these live action remakes. They know they've kind of oversaturated the market, made way too many of them, and it's caused a lot of problems. And they aren't the hits they used to be, and I think they've gone to the well way too many times. And so yeah, sort of pulling back on ones that they don't need. And also with a new leader in charge of the Walt Disney live action division who kind of looks at these things and goes, do we need to tell these? And I think as well, with anything with regarding like King Arthur, there's so many films and shows that use this character. It's like, is there anything new to be done with this one? Sword and Stone is one that I've watched as a kid, because obviously it was a British one, but I wouldn't say it was one of my favourite ones, but maybe they do something in the future. But personally, I think this is probably a good thing, but let us know what you think of this in the comments below. Our question of the day is from Broken Bridge, which is kind of interconnected with this one, and news on yesterday's story, all about how Bambi's live-action remake has also been cancelled. He says, hi Roger, if Disney continues to do live-action remakes, which ones would you like to see next? Now, I'll be perfectly honest, if we didn't see another one come out after the ones that they've already got, I would be quite happy. Maybe if they did one every 3 to 5 years, that might work a little bit better. If they didn't, you know, they just seemed like get bit like with Star Wars and Marvel. They got something successful and they just rammed it and they just kept going on it, releasing multiple ones a year, and they just burnt everybody out. Now, I actually think in some ways the best way to move forward with this isn't necessarily with live action remakes. It's more about utilizing maybe some of the ones that they've already done, things like Maleficent, Cruella, Alice in Wonderland, and extend those characters maybe with other stories, and that's something original and something different. I think Alice in Wonderland might be a better bet for that, since there's lots of other books, and tell an original story and kind of move those characters along. That's what I'd like to see, rather than just going back and remaking them. But I'd love to know what you think of all this in the comments below. Go check us out over at whatsondisneyplus.com. Like, follow, and subscribe, and I shall see you guys soon. Later.